This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is facing criticism for how she handled a security leak. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet tab online. Critics say she did not inform county officials quickly enough.
We ended up launching an investigation to see exactly what had happened. And by the time this was public, it had not informed clerks at that point.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines says standard protocol means clerks inform the state of any possible local issues. She wishes Griswold would have done the same.
They were aware of this as long as a week ago and then made the choice, the active choice, not to communicate this with the clerks.
Griswold says the leaked partial passwords would not be sufficient to access sensitive voter systems. Some Republicans are calling for her resignation. A reminder that it's too late to mail your ballot in Colorado. But don't worry, you can still drop off your vote in a secure county ballot drop box or polling location. And remember, you can register to vote and make your voice heard until 7 p.m. on Election Day this Tuesday. If your Halloween plans include cozying up to a slasher film, you're likely not alone. Laura Patterson at the University of Colorado Boulder says horror classics are appealing because they help us feel like we've won. For example, in the 1978 movie Halloween, spoiler alert, Michael Myers is defeated and life goes back to normal. It debuted at a time where there was middle-class fear about the collapse of suburbia.
There was a lot of appeal at that time, and I think there's still a lot of appeal to watch these films and see that sort of social environment, I suppose, win and push the threat out.
Patterson says horror movies often reflect what we view as normal. This is CPR News.